From the Financial Times in Philadelphia, I'm Gideon Rachman, and this is FT News.
Well, we're here at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and the opening of the convention was in a way overshadowed by the leak of emails from the Democratic National Committee, which have now caused us something of a scandal here in the United States, particularly since it appears that the emails were initially hacked by a Russian intelligence agency. Now, one person with some view of that is America's former Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Phil Gordon, who worked very closely with Hillary Clinton at the State Department, and he was now advisor to the Clinton campaign. So I asked him what the implications of this hack by Russian intelligence agencies of the leaked emails really are.
So it's obviously a very serious issue, and if confirmed, and I think the FBI is looking into it, but as you say, it does look likely that the Russians were involved in this. If confirmed, it's a very serious breach, not just of stealing information, but I think an unprecedented attempt by a foreign country to influence the outcome of an American election. And that is a really big deal.
And how do you think it's going to play? Because on the one hand, it's clearly so far been used as a way of embarrassing the Clinton campaign on the eve of the convention. But do you think the Russian intervention in a presidential election will surely can't look that good for Mr. Trump?
If you look at what Trump is consistently tweeting, he seems to be quite content. That is not necessarily proof that the Trump campaign was involved with the Russians in doing it, but it does suggest a degree of indifference or even support that I think is troubling. And it is also one that is consistent with the rest of the Trump approach to Russia, which seems not only indifferent to domestic issues like the state of democracy and human rights in Russia, but even, and this is a real shock from a Republican Party point of view, Russian aggression and ambitions abroad.
Because Trump, in fact, has sounded very equivocal about American alliances overseas, NATO and indeed the alliances in Asia.
It's been very equivocal about NATO, saying on one hand it's obsolete and then sometimes saying we need it, and a good example of how, you know, it's hard to pin Trump down on these things. But he has said it's obsolete. He has said that unless our allies pay up, so to speak, almost in the sense of like running it like a protection racket, then we might not uphold our obligations to them. And that's new in American foreign policy, the idea that an American president would say we won't even uphold our treaty obligations if we're not happy with the way some of our partners are behaving. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard there's a lot of concern in this country and obviously among our partners in Eastern Europe that that could actually invite Russian aggression. So the Russia piece raises some real policy issues beyond the breach itself.
How do you feel it's going to play in the election? Do you fear that maybe America is in a very strange new mood in which they might respond to this America first, let's pull back from the world kind of approach to Trump?
Look, Trump has obviously struck a chord among Americans who feel we're getting a bad deal and we're tired of paying for the world and we're tired of intervening in the world. No one can deny that there's a strong sense of that. So clearly there is some support for it, but on balance, I still believe that now that we're debating foreign policy for a broader electorate, this is not just a Republican primary, more broadly, Americans still understand they have an important role to play in the world. It's important to be consistent. It's important to have allies. We have interests abroad. And when it comes to a national debate, I still think that this will play more to Secretary Clinton's advantage, who will reassure voters with her expertise and clear policies, as opposed to Trump just saying, we're tired of paying for the rest of the world. Let's take care of America.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.